and welcome. It is Frankie Boyer. And I just have to say, I know that many people dread that we're getting close to April. And the reason being is that they are not sure what's going to happen with taxes and this DOGE thing. And besides the regular anxiety that many people have about taxes, we have had the good fortune and always so exciting to have Patricia Gentile with us. And I just want to say that 5 years ago, she navigated us through the terrain. I personally, and some of my dear listeners, could never have gone. We never could have gotten the benefits and all of the resources that were available to us because we didn't know about them. It was not readily talked about on the radio the way that we did 5 years ago with Patricia. And so from there, here we are 5 years later. It just blows my mind that it's already been 5 years. And I remember you saying, I remember distinctly in one of our shows, Patricia, that you said, it's going to take several years for us to bounce back from this, several years. And so my first question today is, has the bounce happened? Are we almost fully back, in your opinion?
Actually, we have come back around. We still have a few lingering pieces under COVID, like that are still lingering out there and really need some resolve, some closure. Yes. And one of them is the employee retention credit.
Oh, right. And, you've talked about that. Yes.
And I actually, I'm going to be doing a podcast, my next podcast release. I just released one yesterday. So in a couple of weeks, my next podcast release is with an expert, Catherine Tyndall, a CPA who's an expert in the employee retention credit. And
I know a few people that will want to listen to that. Quite a few people. So Fighting the Good Fight is the name of the podcast. And how do they find it? Wherever podcasts are sold, is it under your name, Patricia Gentile, or is it Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile?
The title is Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile. It is found wherever you subscribe to podcasts, but also on YouTube, if that's where you like to reach out for your podcast. It's also on my website. I have upload my podcast every episode on my website as well. And Facebook under New England Tax Relief.
This is the big question. I know a lot of people are wondering. And I don't know how many times you have shared with us, but please, one more time. Extensions are available to every single citizen of this country, correct?
Yes. And everyone who is going to file a tax return, there is the opportunity to request an extension of time. And it's an automatic 6-month extension of time till October 15th to file your tax returns.
But there's a caveat to this. Go ahead and tell everybody. So if you are thinking, and many of you think, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to hold off on paying Uncle Sam and make some more money and, you know, and then pay it in October. Wrong. And explain to everybody why this extension is awesome. It really is. And I've used it in my life. But tell everybody if you owe money, this is really important. Listen up.
It is. It's an extension of time to file the returns, but not an extension of time to pay the tax. So if you felt that you would end up owing with the federal and your applicable state return, you need to pay that amount in with the extension form and avoid what could possibly be a late filing penalty, which is called failure to file. And that is a maximum of 25% of what you end up owing on a return, on an extended return that you didn't pay in. And what you estimate as a balance due with the return, if you were to be able to completely and accurately prepare the forms, and file by April 15th. So you have to do some numbers crunching at this time of year. I'm definitely doing that now with clients that are going to be so placing on extension.
Do you give a rough estimate of what that money would be owed?
Yes. And you want to do some numbers crunching on that. You want to, especially, this is where it is very important for the self-employed individual. They need to make sure that they've paid in enough through estimated tax payments in 2024. And what they're looking at as possibly a balance owed with the return, and especially if you haven't paid estimated tax payments in 2024, you need to really estimate and pay a big chunk in with that extension.
Let me ask you another question about the extension. Do you have to wait until October, the next deadline, or can you? So let's say that you're almost done, but you just need another few weeks. It doesn't matter what the date is in between April 15th and October, that October date. You can file anytime in between, correct, if you are doing late?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, because you get an automatic 6 months of time to file the return, but you can file the return at any point during the 6 months. And the other thing I want to mention is if you have a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA that you are going to make a 2024 contribution, you need to make that contribution on or before April 15th, even if you are going to place your returns on extension.
Wow, that's good to know. Okay. I think that's pretty clear and pretty clean. I want to talk about something that we've never really talked about on our program. I had a very bad, very bad tax preparer. He wasn't at the beginning, but he got Parkinson's dementia and it became a nightmare. And his partner was not my fan at all and caused more grief and problems that I'm still to this day, you know, living with the ramifications. And then I thought I got someone from a referral from a friend. He was extremely thorough and very, very good, but outrageously expensive. Outrageously expensive. How do you know? It's like anything else in life. You go to a dentist and they charge one price. You go to another dentist, it's another price. There are some things in life, it's not talked about. How much should people be paying for their services, for a simple, not an S-corp, not a major, but a simple person filing their taxes, individual? What's the going rate these days?
That's a good question. Let me start with an individual who just has a W-2, a form W-2. Maybe they're single or married filing joint, but they really don't have anything else to report on the return. Maybe they own a home. have mortgage interest, real estate tax expense, deductions, real estate tax deductions, mortgage interest deductions. That's about it. There is a income threshold, and I know it's around 50-something thousand dollars. I'd have to look online with the IRS, but there is a way to file for free through the IRS's wow. website. So I want to direct anybody who needs to file a return is very confused about what to file, what forms file.
We're at the clock. I didn't realize it. Okay, we'll be right back. Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile, NewEnglandTaxRelief.com. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, Frankie Boyer.